The last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Senator Marie Sherlock of the Labour Party joins us. Marie, if somebody rings in to work saying they can't come in because they've either had a positive COVID-19 test, or they're awaiting the results of one, or they're actually waiting to see if a child or somebody else in the house gets a positive outcome, what are their rights when it comes to being paid for that day?
So if a worker is displaying COVID symptoms or indeed has COVID, then they can access the state's COVID illness benefit. Obviously, they are highly recommended to not attend work, and they will get €350 per week. Now, I suppose the important thing to say, Matt, is that this is a welcome development when the government introduced this during the summer, because the illness benefit, the state's normal illness benefit, you have to wait 6 days before being able to access the illness benefit. So certainly the COVID illness benefit of €350 per week was a welcome development. But I think the important thing to say is that it's just under half of the average private sector weekly wage. So if you're a worker on average earnings, or indeed lower than that, and struggling to make ends meet, then I think you face a very difficult decision if you start displaying symptoms or whether to go into work or stay at home and effectively be out of pocket. So that is why we in the Labour Party are pushing forward a bill. A bill will be at second stage tomorrow in the Dáil, which is effectively to institute the right to paid sick leave in this country, because the reality is that workers in this country do not have that basic employment right of paid sick leave. They're entirely...
Yeah, when do they get it, Marie? And does it depend on whether they're employed by the state or in the private sector?
For all workers, there is no statutory right to paid sick leave. For some workers, paid sick leave within their contracts. So we know that on around half or just under half of all private sector workers have some form of paid sick leave within their workplaces, or certainly we understand this to be the case. And obviously in public sector it is part of their terms and conditions. But there is obviously many other workers, particularly lower income workers, who don't have access to paid sick leave because it's not part of their terms and conditions. It's not part of their contract.
And Marie, even in this case of COVID-19, what if you're in a situation whereby you haven't had a positive test result? If you're waiting for a test result, or if you're in a situation where you're at home because a child has displayed symptoms and you have to mind the child and can't go into work, are you entitled to claim in those circumstances for the day that you're having to take off work?
So as my understanding is that if you have symptoms yourself, then you are eligible for the enhanced illness benefit, the state's enhanced illness benefit of €350. If you're a close contact, then our understanding is most people are actually taking annual leave. And certainly any of the queries that we have coming into our office here, and indeed many of my colleagues in the Labour Party, is certainly what staff are tending to do is take annual leave. And of course, it's a very real issue because people are beginning to use up all their annual leave and they're wondering where they're going to be towards the end of the year, or indeed coming into the start of 2021 with regards to their annual leave. I suppose it's really interesting, particularly those workers who cannot work from home, who have to go into work. I was talking to a number of psychologists last night, nurses today, and they were saying to me that their kids have had to isolate at home from school, and so they have had to absent themselves from the workplace to care for their children. And of course, the really interesting thing here is that by and large, mothers, working mothers, who have had to stay at home to look after their kids. Of course, if it is a confirmed case and there's a close contact, then the whole family have to stay at home.
Okay, well, we have another guest who I want to bring in on this as well, on behalf of ISME, the Small and Medium Enterprises body. John Barry is Managing Director of MSSHR as well. John, I presume most companies, do not want people who may be sick coming in and potentially spreading the infection in the workplace. But are those companies prepared to pay those people not to come to work?
Evening, Matt. I think the firstly, we've got to make this quite clear. What has been discussed, the sick leave and parental leave COVID-19 bill, is not exclusively just related to COVID-19. What has happened here is the suggestion is that there will be 6 weeks sick pay for everybody going forward in employment once they have 4 weeks service in the company. That is not restricted to COVID. That is open-ended. The second point is there is a suggestion here under what's called force majeure leave that where a parent has to stay at home to look after a child, but they would get payment for that. So there are two separate issues here, and you know, someone would think it's just COVID-19 related. It's not. This is a bigger picture situation. In answer to your question, employers don't want people coming into work if they have the symptoms relating to COVID. That's actually in accordance with government guidelines. But obviously, we don't want people coming in because we want to suppress this disease. But by the same token...
So will you then stump up the money? Because people might be in a financial position where they feel they can't afford to take a day off work.
Well, the employers may could not. Some employers may not. It depends on the company. I mean, most employers are going to be strapped for cash now for at least the next 12 months anyway because of all they've had to go through. So some employers will pay it and some employers won't pay it. But a child, for example, at the moment, if a child is unwell, an employee can take time off to look after their child under what is called a current force majeure arrangements, and that gives them up to 3 days' pay in a 12-month period if they have to be with a child who, or a member of the family, in fact, it's not restricted to a child who is sick. So there is some limited provision in there already in statute. But what is being sought is in the case of the force majeure leave, is that someone can be paid for as long as the child is off. It has to be looked after. So if that is 10 days or 15 days, then they're seeking payment for that, which is totally impractical for small businesses in this country.
Marie Sherlock, who should pay this? Do you really expect companies to pay it, or would you expect the state to step in and foot the bill?
Well, I think the important thing to say is that there's two parts to our bill. Firstly, it's about instituting a permanent right to paid sick leave in this country. The second element of the bill, which is with regards to force majeure, is a temporary provision in the context of COVID-19. And obviously, we're living in exceptional circumstances in the context of the pandemic. But with regards to paid sick leave, it's really important to understand that this is not an extravagance or should not be seen as an extravagance in the workplace. 22 other EU member states have paid sick leave, mandatory paid sick leave. Ireland is one of five that does not. So employers in 22 other EU member states realise and recognise and accept that paid sick leave is part and parcel of the terms and conditions of taking on a worker. We're very clear it has to be at the full rate. And you know, to the issue about employers who, you know, affordability at the moment, well, we, you know, certainly in my book, there's three categories of employers at the moment. We know that there's employers, good employers, who recognise the need for paid sick leave and have that in their workplace. We know that there are employers who could afford to have paid sick leave but choose not to do so. And there are others then, of course, who are getting themselves back up on their feet after being closed for a period of months. And we do acknowledge that they are in very difficult circumstances. And so as part of our pre-budget submission to the government, we'll be calling on government to put in place targeted supports to employers who find themselves unable to pay paid sick leave. But it's something that an employer would have to go to the government and say, look, I'm unable to pay it, please help me, as opposed to a blanket support right across the board.
Senator Marie Sherlock of the Labour Party, thank you for joining us, and also John Barry representing ISMI. Listener says, I've always worked in the private sector. When I was off work sick, I was never paid by my employer, but was allowed if I met criteria to claim illness benefit. I'm very much against companies trying to force employees to use annual leave while out sick. That is despicable. And quite a few people getting in touch, well, what about if you're self-employed? Indeed, if you're self-employed, is there not a temptation to try and battle on through illness? Or even if you're in a situation where you're feeling well, but there might be somebody else in the house who is awaiting the results of a COVID test, will those people proceed, continue working because they don't want to miss out on pay?
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.